The second step in dressing rough stock after the jointer is to create a smooth parallel board face to the one created on the jointer. The stationary tool that we use for this is the surface or thickness planer.
Before using the thickness planer, ensure that your instructor has gone over the specific machine in your shop, as all machines vary. It's a good idea to look at a manual. It's also important to know the location of the emergency stop, the start and stop buttons, and where the path of kickback lies. Check there's no tag out. You need to know what the minimum length of material is that can be run through the particular machine that you are using.
The surface or thickness planer works similar to the jointer. There are a series of knives fastened to a drum that spins very fast.
One of the main differences between the two is that the thickness planer is automatic feeding. This allows the operator to stay well away from the rotating blades. Since the thickness planer is located in the shop and does create flying debris, you will need to wear safety glasses.
The thickness planer is typically one of the loudest machines in the shop.
What?
You have to be wearing hearing protection whenever the thickness planer is being used by anyone in the shop.
Depending on the material you are planning to handle, you may need to wear a dust mask, especially if you are working with reclaimed or donated wood. Anything that is reclaimed material must have been inspected by a teacher first before students can be approved to use it in a project.
Make sure you're not wearing any loose-fitting clothing, your shoelaces are tied, and any long hair is tied back.
Before beginning to run our rough stock through, we have to check the stock again for any foreign objects like nails or screws or loose knots. If you find some, they must be removed before the stock can be run through the thickness planer, or the piece cannot be used.
It's always a good idea to speak to your instructor and show your preparation prior to running any used materials through the thickness planer. Now we're ready to begin. First, start the all-important dust collector.
To set the table height, the first step is to measure the thickest part of the board.
To adjust the height of the bed, we need to spin the height adjustment wheel. Always start with the table set to the thickness of the thickest measured part of the board. This allows for any spots on the board that may be the thickest to pass. To check the height of the table, use the depth indicator scale wheel.
Once the thickness is set, we are ready to turn the machine on and feed our board in. The drum for the thickness planer is set up so that the cutting happens on the top of the board. This means that we place the first jointed face down on the table.
With the planer, once the material is pushed into the opening, the infeed wheel grabs a hold of the stock and it automatically feeds the stock into the knives. This is why it's so important to not have any loose clothing, jewelry, or hair that can catch during this process.
The speed which the wheels spin at is adjustable on larger machines. Typically, your instructor will set the speed that they would like the stock fed into the machine. Listening to the machine is important to avoid damaging the workpiece or the machine.
Once the infeed wheels have grabbed onto the stock, it is safe to let go. Now that the machine has taken over, the feed wheels feed the stock through under the cutting knives. After the stock has passed under the cutting knives, it runs through the outfeed wheels and is pulled through the machine.
If the stock gets stuck while going through, first try to give it a little assistance. If there is enough material sticking out of the machine, push it with your hips, not your hands. This will ensure that if you slip, you will not get your hands drawn into the machine. Of course, take advantage of non-skid patches on the floor for a good footwear grip. If the stock happens to be inside of the thickness planer, use a flat, large push stick.
If the stock will not move after this has been tried, the next thing to do is turn the machine off, ensure the e-stop has been engaged, and wait for the knives to stop turning. Then, lower the table and pull the material out by hand. If you have to stop the machine to clear the wood, chances are the cut was too deep, attempting to take too much material off. Before you start again, recheck the thickness of the stock and ensure that the depth indicator is set to the correct measurement, perhaps taking less material off.
Once the stock passes through the planer, inspect the plane surface. If the surface is not smooth, then run the board through with the rough side up in the next pass. Before we feed the stock into the machine, we are going to move the table up by 1/8 of an inch by spinning the depth adjustment wheel. Then we are ready to run the board through again.
Once we have run the board through and both sides of the stock are smooth, we will continue to decrease the depth of the table by 1/8 of an inch and running our material through until we get our desired thickness. Check your project requirements carefully and remeasure as needed.
Once both sides are getting smooth, it is a good idea to alternate the face that goes under the knives. This will help to ensure that the board remains solid.
Once we have reached the desired thickness, we need to shut off the machine Ensure the knives have stopped spinning and that the stop button is engaged before proceeding with the cleanup. We need to make sure that the machine is ready for the next person. With a brush or vacuum, clean up any debris or dust around the machine and on the floor. When done working, turn off the dust collector. Let's do a tool safe review.
Make sure the material to be planed is free of knots, nails, or other metal. Everyone in the shop area needs to wear eye and hearing protection while the planer is on. Take small cuts until your desired thickness is reached.
Never reach with your hands inside to guide, retrieve, or free a workpiece. Use a push stick. Don't open the guard when the machine is running. Once your job is done, clean up around the machine for the next person.